Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Matt. Matt, dude, look, check this out. I just found this box.
All right. What's in the box?
I don't know. You want to open it? Here, I'll hand it to you. You open it.
Alright.
Oh my god, it's moving. It's moving, dude.
Oh Jesus, it's on me.
Dude, what is that thing, man?
How many legs does this fucking thing have?
Kick it!
I can't kick it, it's on me. You kick it.
Oh, I got it in the headlock. Poke its eyes out, man. It's got 12 of them. You're gonna need both hands, and then I'll use two of my fingers.
Okay, but wait, you're holding it. How does that work?
Dude, I don't know. Put it back in the box.
Okay, put it in. Okay, I got it.
Grab that
top. Get the top.
I got the top. Okay. I'll hold the top. You grab that duct tape.
All right. Yeah. And okay. There we go.
Got it. Okay, so, whoa, this thing's still moving. Who can we address this to?
Kevin James?
No, let's address it to Paula Allen. Let's send it to her.
No, I don't hate Paula Allen.
I don't hate her either, but this would be a great joke.
That is a horrible joke. But we'll go with that.
Yeah, Paula, I don't know if you're hearing this, but we're sending this box to you, and it's still alive. I hope you like it.
How many legs did that thing have?
I don't know.
That was crazy.
I think it was right about 3 or 4,000.
Look at my wrist. I think it bit me.
Oh, dude, if you're poison, man, I'm not taking responsibility for this. We're not on my property. We're 10 feet off into the street. My mailbox
Who
is on the street.
Who sent you that box? Where did you find it?
I don't know.
Was that your box?
No, it was actually sent from IGN. I don't know why IGN would send it to me, but they did.
Oh, Jesus.
This is awkward, man. This is too awkward, man. So let's roll. Let's roll, man. Let's get out of here. Let's do our thing.
Okay. Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 30th episode of Horribly Awkward. Yes, number 30, and I got a special guy here to celebrate my 30th episode with me. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass show with a very awesome guest. I love this dude's show, and everyone should listen to it. Thanks for listening to the show and or downloading. If you want to help out in any way, it's simple. It's very simple. Just simply tell a friend. That is it. Word of mouth is a beautiful thing. I have a voicemail, so drop me a message. Tell me anything. Tell me I suck. Tell me you love it. Tell me how your day goes. Tell me if you ate Taco Bell like this person did. If you ate Taco Bell, tell me, because I love Taco Bell. The number is 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, and I would love to play it. If you leave me a message during this week, it might not make it till next week's show, because I'm recording the show at the beginning of the week. So it is what it is. If you want to type me out a message the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, from the podcast where everybody has a story to tell, I found this guy a few weeks ago. I ran across him on a friend of a mutual friend of ours, new friend of mine, Clint. I saw a picture of this dude, and I'm not a creep, man. I just seen a dude with a picture of the mic. I'm like, this guy's got to be a podcaster or a Twitch streamer. So I messaged him, say, what show do you listen? Or what show do you do, man? Because I saw his profile. I creeped out on him, man. I creeped on him. And he's like, what? This is too awkward. Dude, it happened. Now this podcast is magical. So anyways, from the Tell Me Stories podcast.
Tell Me Stories.
From the Passersby podcast, I got Matt with me. Mr. Matt, dude. How do you say your last name? Is it Donahue? Donahoe?
McDonough.
McDonough. See, I messed up.
That's all right.
I'm gonna rewind and say that better. Mick Dono. Damn it, dude. Anyways, let's roll with it.
Roll with it. Don't edit. I don't edit.
I know. Why edit? Well, I got all kinds of shit I got to edit in at some point.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. So, Matt, dude, what is going on, man?
Not much. You know, just sitting here enjoying the evening. It got cold as balls up here in Michigan this week for no reason whatsoever, other than the fact that it is Michigan. So, you know, we're sitting here with snow in the middle of April or beginning of April, and we're just trying to figure out if we should wear shorts or, you know, if we need to put the grill away again. Socks.
Dude, okay, you're saying, oh, do we need to put the grill away? Do we need to get shorts out? Yes or no? It's cold. I need a beanie. I need a blanket. And I'm literally sweating. I have sweat dripping off my head from Fresno, California heat. Man, I envy the cold. I want it.
You can. I mean, I'll give you some. You can come up here. We'll switch. We'll switch out. We'll do a week switch out.
Yeah, we'll do a home swap. Do we do a podcast swap too? Like, do I do the Passersby pod and you do Horribly Awkward? I'm not sure. How does that work?
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's kind of easy. You just sit there and listen to people tell stories.
You know what, dude? I'm good at playing make-believe, so maybe I can just pretend like I'm over there. That'll work. I can't get your voice down, though, where everybody has a story to tell.
Oh, yeah? I actually had that guy on Fiverr. I had him do the intro for another one of my podcasts. And that show is now defunct, and it actually became Passersby. And I ordered from him again, and it turned out really well. And I enjoyed the way the intro came out, his little one-line tagline. And it works out really well. It's a nice intro. Everybody likes it. But for me, I don't know. I don't know about my voice. I don't know where it comes from. I mean, if you meet me in person, I actually do talk like this. It's not a radio voice. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's like smooth and it's very, you got a lot of, I'm going to say you have a lot of confidence in your voice. It's just like, mine's all over the place, man. I'm a retard when I get on the mic. And I'm like, I'm up, I'm down, I'm slow, I'm dumb, I'm smart, I'm mostly dumb. But, you know, I thought that was your voice. But the way that the way it drops in like that, where everybody has a story to tell. Then the music, I don't know, did you pick out music or is this something you created? Because that music is perfect, man. I love it.
Oh, that music came from freemusicarchive.org. I don't know the website. It's just where you get that free music. It's a guy out of Spain. I messaged him to make sure it was totally okay for free use, and he gave me the go-ahead, so I've been using it ever since. He says, you don't even have to credit me. I just put it out there for people to use.
Yeah, I use that site, too. It's FMA. I use that. Like, that's where I usually find all my stuff at. But it's a bitch looking for stuff on that site. You click it, you got to wait for it to load. You can't fast forward. But that music is perfect, man. I mean, I don't care where it came from, dude. It's perfect.
I'm glad you like it. I spent a long time trying to figure out what to use. I kind of wanted to go with something a lot like This American Life or Serial, something that, you know, NPR, they've got great music polls. Whoever does their music polls is awesome. So I tried to go with something kind of in the same vein. And then I heard, like, that funky beat, and I was like, that's definitely the sound of Passersby right there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's fantastic. And I like this style. I've been coming across a lot of podcasts lately, and there's a couple I've come across like you know, you do this thing where you just kind of have a guest on to tell a story, man. It's cool because you get something new every week. That's kind of what I do on this show. That's kind of where it started. I was gonna have people come on and tell me their stories and stuff, but I like to talk too much, so.
That's okay. You can still do that. I know sometimes I have guests on and, you know, they feel like they're drowning or they're scared because they feel like I'm not going to talk at all because I typically don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, it's just, I feel like the story is a lot more organic and that it flows a lot better if, you know, you let the person tell it. And by trying to jump in and steer the narrative, just for me, I mean, you can do it, but for me, I find it makes it a lot more organic and it lets the person kind of explore their own narrative instead of having me, you know, hold their hand.
Yeah, that's true, man. You seem like you're a really good listener. I feel like I'm like sporadic. My brain is all over the place. And when people start telling me stories, I'm listening for a while. Then all of a sudden, like, I start thinking of questions and things to talk about and ways I can, you know, I just get in there, man. Like, you've probably noticed I've talked more on this podcast than you have, and you're the guest.
That's okay. And I'm totally for that. Not saying that I'm a bad guest. I enjoy listening. You're right. I really enjoy listening to other people's stories. And I guess in a selfish way, that's kind of why I'm doing the podcast, is because I've enjoyed listening to stories for so long. I just want to save them and be the first person to listen to them before I put them out to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So really, in having the podcast, what I do is I grab people's stories and I get to hear them first. And then I give them to you guys.
That's awesome, dude. I mean, it's seriously awesome. And you, like, you know, you do shorter episodes, so you can fit a 30-minute podcast into any schedule, you know, of any week.
I try to stick between 30 and 45. I mean, sometimes an episode will go a little longer. Sometimes it'll be shorter. I've got one here coming out in a couple weeks that's like 24 minutes. It's just I tend to stick to the commuter cast length. You know, people that are commuting, typically they ride from anywhere between 20 to 40 minutes in their car. And I try and stick between 20 to 40 minutes. So, you know, you pop in your car, you press play on your player, or you just download it when you wake up, or and you got to take a long shit or something, and you can listen to it. And, you know, it's done and over with. It's simple. It's easy to digest.
Yeah, you want to take a 30-minute shit. I guess after Taco Bell, man, you could be like, okay, I'm going to get my passers by out. I had Taco Bell earlier today, so here we go, man.
My legs are asleep, but I got my podcast to listen to.
Dude, I do that all the time. I'll be on there on Twitter or something, and I'll be scrolling. And I follow so many people on Twitter, so I'll be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and I'm like, oh, fuck, my back, my legs. What do I do?
Oh, that's the worst.
You try to stand my legs, up.
My legs do this weird thing when they wake up. They kind of like become paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like at work, if I get up off the toilet and my legs were asleep, like I'll start walking across the shop floor and the next thing you know, it's like I'm frozen. And like, dude, I can't move and I can't walk. And people are like, this guy is strange. He's just standing here.
Yeah.
But in fact, I'm actually, you know, I'm stuck.
I understand. I get it when I'm sleeping, man. Do you ever wake up and your arm's like dead, and it feels like it's like completely dead and doesn't even exist there anymore? Oh, it's fucking scary.
I've had that. I also have this thing called sleep paralysis that happens every once in a while. When you're sleeping, your body releases a hormone so you don't act out your dreams. And in sleep paralysis, your brain wakes up, but your body doesn't. So you're still kind of dreaming and you're still paralyzed. So like it vivid hallucinations and all sorts of weird shit happening. And like you're trying to move, but it feels like you're trapped in your body. It's scary as hell.
Dude, I've definitely had that back in the day when I used to go on benders and, you know,
it's happened.
Yeah. So I remember those days where like, where shit like that would happen. Actually, I had this weird dream, man. Let me tell you a story about this dream I had the other night.
Go ahead, tell me a story.
Yeah. I had a dream the other night. So in my dream, one of my worst fears is losing my wallet. Because there's like so much shit in there that I can't, like, do I remember? Or my credit cards? Do I remember which credit cards I have? Do you know some of them I don't use? Or, you know, my ID or my social, like everything's in the wallet. And I have this fear of losing it. And my dreams are always bad, dude. I have the worst dreams ever. But in this dream, I lost my wallet. I was freaking out, couldn't find it. And I'm freaking out looking everywhere for it. And then I woke up, inside the dream I woke up, to another dream that I thought was reality, to where I realized it was a dream. it wasn't just a dream. I really lost my wallet. So I'm freaking out.
So it was like a reverse layer dream.
Yes. I woke up in the dream like, okay, I woke up. Let me look for my wallet. Whoa, my wallet is missing. What the fuck? So I'm freaking out again. I'm freaking out looking for my wallet again. And then I woke up after a while of freaking out. I woke up inside that dream into another dream where I woke up saying, oh, I didn't lose my wallet. Here's my wallet. I opened it up, but there's stuff missing. I lost my credit card. I lost my ID.
Those are the worst.
Dude, the worst. And then I woke up in real life and I was excited that my wallet was here. My life was back to normal.
Oh, my God. That would be a nightmare, man.
It was like Inception.
I get the same thing sometimes, but it's I have the same anxiety. I have, like, my three-pocket check. You know, your keys, phone, wallet. Every mm-hmm. time before you leave the house, you do the keys, phone, wallet. Anytime you get in the car, keys, phone, wallet. Like, mm-hmm. they all have to be there. They all have to be accounted for. Otherwise, it's not right. It feels weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. I tap into my back pocket where my wallet's at probably 100 times in a day. If I'm in a mall or a crowd, like, I can't help but to reach back there and pat it, because I've heard of people getting pickpocketed and stuff. I mean, even though, you know, like, I didn't feel anybody bump against me, I'm always have a fear of that. I don't know why, where that fear came from. I have no idea, man. Sucks. I need therapy.
No, that's normal. Everybody has that. You just have to have it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's like tap, 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 tap. I feel like I have OCD, which I kind of do in a way, but I don't have that tapping OCD where I got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
But I know. Yeah, people get it though. I know people get it. Do you have any OCD?
Just making sure that I have all my stuff when I leave the house. I just have to have, you know, my stuff.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, if I've got an episode scheduled to go out, I make sure that I've just made sure that it's always, you know, scheduled, and I'm just check and I double check and I make sure that the time's right and the date's right. Because there was one time where it didn't go out that week and I had no way of getting to it. And I was like, oh, Jesus. my episode's not out. All 12 of my fans are screaming at me.
So you put it in your thing and you have it's like it's already uploaded, but it has a scheduled date to when it, like, releases.
Yep, I'm scheduled for about 3 weeks at this point.
Oh, that's awesome, man! You're like set. Not me, man. I record, and typically I record on Sundays, and then I edit it, and then I put it out that same day because I can't, dude. I have no patience ever. And if I do a podcast early, like we're doing this, I just put one out yesterday, so I'm obviously not going to put this one out tonight. But, you know, like if we did this Thursday, I'd be like, oh, it's going out tonight. Forget it. Because I just, like, I'm so impatient. And, you know, I don't know. I just got to put it out. I need to learn patience, man.
Hey, you can put them out side by side if that's what you want, man.
Yeah, then
it's
I'm always
your
worried
podcast.
That.
Nobody's telling you.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm always worried that. Like, if usually you'll just see what's on the first on the feed, and then they just won't even see the last one. They'll just think that the new one's the new one, and the last one doesn't exist, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I hear that. Who do you use for hosting, real quick?
I use Podbean.
Weird question, middle of the... I've never done Podbean. I've heard of it, never done it. I hear they're pretty decent.
It is decent. I like the setup of it. It is $10 a month. But it kind of looks like, it kind of works like a website. So I don't even have a website, but that kind of works like a website. If I send you there, I have, you know, there's a list of all the podcasts. I put a picture of every guest I have on there. So you just scroll down, see the guests, see the names. And it kind of works like a website until I get the energy one day to, or the smarts to make a website.
Oh, you don't need that. You don't need energy or smarts. Honestly, if you go to Squarespace, I'm a total idiot. And I was able to make passersbypodcast.com in about 3 hours and some quick, you know, cropping on Photoshop. But it's pretty easy. I'm not sponsored by them. I enjoy their product and I tell people about it. The only issue is sometimes the RSS feed doesn't work. So you have to use Feedburner to make your RSS feed.
See, I don't know anything about feed burn. All right. See, I don't know anything about any of that shit. I should probably learn it though, because you know I've been doing this, man. I've been doing the Horrible Gamers podcast. We're actually just hit episode 96. So I mean, it's been 2 years that we've done that, and like we still don't.
Well, if you're doing it that way and it's not broken, don't change it.
I know, but there's got to be ways to expand, man. I wanna expand my wings, dude.
You're a peacock.
Yeah, right? I'm a peacock. I watched a video the other day of a peacock flying off a roof, man. It was incredible.
Peacocks are strange, strange birds.
It's like a dinosaur. You're like, this fucking thing is all colorful and kind of scary looking. And it's like, wow, is this real? It's like a butterfly, man. It's like a bird butterfly.
Peacock, bird butterfly.
The bird butterfly, yeah, peacock. I want to get me a peacock, dude, just so I can have it in a cage behind me every podcast.
Oh, they're mean as hell.
Are they?
And they're loud. You need to buy a new microphone probably every week and a half. That peacock just screaming in your microphone. You think airplanes flying overhead are loud.
I never heard a peacock make any noises, man.
Oh, look it up right now. We're going to pause it. Look up a peacock screaming. They're loud as shit.
I will write that down and look it up. I don't know if I can pause it.
We're gonna listen.
Peacock! Fuck it, we're gonna look it up. We're gonna look up a peacock.
You're gonna do it.
Peacock. How do I spell peacock? And how do I spell cock? That's crazy. Doesn't everyone use a cock for the same reason to pee out of? Peacock noise. Scream. Scream? Scream.
Peacock, oh yeah.
Scream.
That.
Oh, that's fucking came right up. Oh, here we go. Let's see this. Sound like a baby.
And that's at about like yelling for a human.
Dude, if yeah, because the guy's at a distance. He's filming it through his camera, obviously at a distance. Yeah, forget that. I don't need that. I don't need that, man.
You can put a peacock in your studio if you want, man.
But. Yeah, but you just helped me. Thank you for helping me make my decision. Hey, Matt, dude, go ahead, man. I don't want to break, but I don't want to talk over you. Go ahead, man. I'm listening, I promise.
They're like, what was the name of the dinosaur with the spitter in Jurassic Park?
Is it like a Dilophosaurus like or something?
A bird version of a Dilophosaurus. Except they spit sound.
Oh. I don't know. I should know, man. Jurassic Park's my favorite movie of all time. I should know. It's not a Dilophosaurus? That's a spitter. That is the spitter one.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're like a bird version of that.
Dude, I love Jurassic Park, man. Whenever that music comes on, I get the chills.
You can thank John Williams for that. That guy is amazing.
Dude, when the Jurassic World came out, and I watched the trailer 50 times because they played that music, and I'm like, I was getting so excited. I love Jurassic World. But, I mean, Jurassic Park, to me, has no flaws. I mean, it probably does, but to me, it doesn't. I can watch that movie anytime, any day, and just love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the major thing is you set up this large network of security, and you hire one IT guy, and you don't pay him what he deserves. It just... It was set up from the beginning. It definitely was. You don't just. I don't think it works.
That you didn't say the magic word. You better hold on to your butts. Yeah, I love it,
hold
dude. Laura
on
Dern.
To your butts.
Oh, I forget that girl's name, the little chick. But I was the same age as her, man. I was in fucking love with her. It was the first like celebrity crush I had. I don't even know her name anymore. But the girl in there. I think we were the same age.
Oh, the little girl?
Yeah, we were like the same age at the time, and I was like my first celebrity crush, and I was like, oh, I would love, one day I'm going to meet her, I swear to God. Didn't realize how big the world was until I got older.
You could still meet her, man.
Yeah, I know. I could probably hit her on Twitter. Say, come on the podcast, I love Jurassic Park, let's talk about it. She'd be like, oh, whatever.
All right, you said we wanted to move on.
Oh, no, I didn't want to move on, man, but I do want to do some shout-outs.
Whoa. Sean, it's not all about you. Do some shout-outs.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to Tony Rager from the God-Shaped Mommy Hole podcast. He was on the podcast last week. Fantastic guest, fantastic guy, fantastic show. Find him, listen to his show. That was a fun episode. And I want to give a shout-out to Caitlin McAtee. She goes to anime conventions and she does like stand-up comedy and stuff. And hopefully she's going to be on the podcast here in a couple weeks. If that doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. But it looks like it probably will. And that should be a fantastic show. So look her up, That Sea Monster, at That Sea Monster. She has a YouTube page. She's so freaking cool. I honestly cannot wait to do that podcast. It's going to be fantastic. Matt, dude, go ahead. Go ahead, man. You got a list? Go for days,
I could just go down the list of all the podcasts I listened to in the week.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I listened to, I got 7 Days a Geek. I listened to Chronicles Unwritten. I'm actually a voice talent in Chronicles Unwritten. That's a podcast where it's a choose your own adventure book, basically, but a podcast. I have Classy Little Podcasts. They're kind of the head there of hashtag Potter and Family.
Yeah.
I got another Diamond Dave Enterprise. I got Diamond Minds. I have Everybody Has a Podcast, EHAP. I have Everyday Superhumans, the Full of Fiber podcast with the Milroys. That's an awesome one. I have Fifth Cast, Geek Dig, highly recommended. My buddies over there at Hot Butter Podcast. My super buddies over at Ice in the Face.
Yeah.
IRL UK, Now That I'm Older, Poop Culture, Pure Orgasmic Love, Quadcast, Reasons Are Several, Rick and Paul Heal the World, Salty Language, Secret Society Club, The Shot of History, Snake Oil Comics, Tell Me Stories with Paula Allen, The Co-Pilots Podcast, Comic Roast Podcast, Drunken Dork Podcast, Engine Nerdy Show, The Fake Ass Radio Show, History of Bad Ideas, Just John Podcast, This is a Podcast, A Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and Your Weekly Ramen.
Yeah, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. My buddy Sean Freeman was on that show a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. I literally, other than Comedy Bang Bang, Bill Burr, and Spontanea Nation, that is my list for a week.
Comedy Bang Bang. Yep, I listen to Comedy Bang Bang. Obviously, where do you think the idea came from for improv?
Right?
I love Comedy Bang Bang. The first time I heard that show, I was so confused. Like, what is going on? This guest talks funny. And I realized, it's all make-believe, man.
The very essence of time.
Oh, the time. Yeah, dude. Is that Paul Rust?
TikTok,
who does that one?
TikTok.
I think it's Paul F.
Is it?
I think it's Paul F. Tompkins.
Because Paul Rust does the no.
No.
Yeah, dude, I fucking love that show. And obviously, Pure Orgasmic Love, those guys are freaking awesome. They were on the show a couple weeks ago. That was a fantastic show.
They're so awesome. It's all educational, too. It's not craziness.
Yeah, Dragonfly, man. I love that chick. And now she went on vacation. They're not doing any shows right now. And, like, I'm missing it. Like, I need a show. I want some Pure Orgasmic Love in my life.
Right? Hit her up on Twitter. Let her know. I think she might be taking a social media hiatus, though. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know. Because the episode I did with them, which I love the fact that it comes up twice a day. it still gets retweets, but I'm like, I wonder if they even know it's coming up every day for like the last month. But yeah, she took a vacation, like she was saying on the podcast. When she came on, that she was about to go on vacation, so she's over here on the West Coast, like in San Francisco, hanging out with family, I think.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's the reason. But yeah, man.
All right.
She went dark, dude. Scary. But yeah, I want to play this promo from the Three is Comedy podcast. And these guys are really cool. And these are the type of guys who I'm afraid to play a promo because if somebody goes and listens to it, they may never come back to Horribly Awkward. But you know what? That's life. That's life. These guys belong. They're like professional. They belong in morning radio. I'm not even joking when I say they belong in morning radio. Actually, Matt, you belong in morning radio as well, man. You got that voice, dude. You can do it.
Oh, there's no money in morning radio.
Dude, but still, man, you get heard by thousands every day. I saw thousands of locals.
No way.
I prefer my to be honest, I like podcasting. Is I can do it when I want. Mm-hmm. If I'm not feeling it, it's not a job. I don't have to clock in and, you know, you're listening to 103.5 The Duck or whatever the it duck. Is.
Yeah, you are listening the to 184. Literally, play the sound effects.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
When you're sitting in morning traffic, you can listen to our show. Yeah, like that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's better to be uncensored and kind of do what you want.
Yeah, I like my format. I like what I do. I like listening. You know, I like the whole podcast thing. It's a good movement for everybody. Speaking of movements, 3 is comedy is part of hashtag Potter Family. Am I correct?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Hashtag you ready to roll? Family. Yeah. Oh, thanks for bringing me back on track. I almost forgot. Here, I'll play it right now.
Hello, everyone. This is Jason from the 3 Is Comedy podcast featuring myself and fellow podcast comedians Bob and Mindy. Our podcast is a variety comedy show featuring a wide range of segment topics aimed at turning everyday life into laughter. But we also happen to be pretty good rappers. 3 Is Comedy, saying a spelling bee.
3 fine folks bringing laughter to the family.
Tell the kids to leave because we're dropping profanity.
Okay, so maybe we're not good rappers, but we do know how to bring the comedy. You can check us out on iTunes or Stitcher, or you can visit our website, 3iscomedy.podbean.com.
Dude, those guys sound way too professional. They said they're going to come on here on Horribly Awkward probably next month, so expect that in May, I'm guessing.
I might add them to my list. I did remove a few. Which I'm sorry if I didn't mention you. It's just sometimes I cycle in, I cycle out. I'll be back. If you didn't hear yourself, if you did hear yourself, yeah, you'll be there. But you know, I cycle in, I cycle out.
And then there's too many podcasts to listen to. You can only listen to so many, right?
Oh no, I try and listen to as many as possible. I work about 55 hours a week, so I make sure that you know I listen to as many as I possibly can. And I cycle in and I cycle out, and I've got my rotation, and I keep those people, you know. I talk. I like talking online.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I work 40-hour weeks only, you know, but I do listen to podcasts the entire time I'm working. So it's always good. And I'm always happy to have shows like your show, like Paula Allen's show, like my friends over at Tangent Break. You guys all have like shows where I can kind of fit in anywhere, you know? Like, oh, it's the end of my day. I've only got 45 minutes of a shift. I can fit your show in there rather than trying to listen to a 2-hour podcast and I have to cut it off at some point and I may, you know, forget to go back. You know, it's kind of neat.
There is one that I didn't mention. It's called The Jokes for Today by Jonas Polsky. If you look it up, it is a it's a podcast where the guy he tells like a Jay Leno monologue. It's about a 2-minute long podcast and that's it.
Really? That's cool.
So, I mean, you can pick it up. He doesn't release very, very normally, but when he does, it's like, you know, 1-off, 2 minutes, it's done.
Yeah, dude, I've tried to do sometimes just talking into the mic. And I don't know, man. I don't know how long it can go. Every once in a while, I'll do an intro or something to a podcast, and I'll talk into the mic. But, I mean, like Tony at the God-shaped mommy hole, he does, like, a whole, like, 30, 40 minutes, you know, once a week where he just talks to the mic, man. And I guess that would be
– yeah.
Maybe I should try Periscope where people can talk in or ask questions. That way I don't feel like I'm just talking to nobody.
If you haven't listened to it yet, I do recommend the Just John podcast.
Just John.
That guy, Just John, he is a single guy, and, well, I'm not sure if he's single, but he is a solo podcaster. There we go.
That's two, could be two different things.
he runs this show, and he does everything by himself. He does the whole show solo, and for some reason it works. Not many podcasts can pull it off, but he does.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, you listen to like shows like Joe Rogan where you do like 5 minutes, 10 minutes sometimes in the intro of a song. All right, I've heard like Bert Kreischer. I mean, do you know Bert Kreischer?
Yep, the machine.
The Machine. Yeah, I listen to his podcast. Every once, there's a couple of them he's done where he's just done it solo. But yeah, those are all fantastic shows. I don't know. Podcasting is getting bigger and bigger, and you know, just browsing through Potter and Family on Twitter, man, it's like there's a lot of people, a lot of different. You're gonna get everything on there. You're gonna get family friendly podcasts. You're gonna get nothing friendly podcasts where it's scary to listen solo. It's gonna be crazy. Like Bad Cop. Those guys are fantastic. Those guys are so fucking fun to do a podcast with. Oh, they're so fucking fun, man.
Are they like Hot Butter?
I haven't heard Hot Butter, but I see that come up all the time. I guess I'm going to have to put that on my list and check it out. I try to listen to shows at least once. But then I hate how sometimes I got to like cut, you know, like not listen to a show that I'm, you know, I have a lot of friends that do podcasts. So I try to listen to all my like close friends that do podcasts, which is a lot. But it is. It is, man. Yeah, it is. That is all right. I'm afraid what happens if I find a new job and it's not a job where I can listen to podcasts. It's going to be a scary thing, man.
That's when you get Bluetooth earbuds and you just pop them in and keep them low.
Yeah, I know. I'd just be working like at Walmart. I'll be working Walmart cashier watch. And you guys would just see me with like, I'll just be laughing uncontrollably. What's wrong with this dude?
My coworkers think I'm crazy, man. I work in a machine shop, like I said. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll just start laughing at some shit that somebody says on a podcast. And everybody will be looking at me like, this guy is crazy. He's laughing at nothing.
Yeah, I get it. I'm lucky I'm out there by myself pressure washing sidewalks, so nobody hears me. Sometimes I'll listen to music, and I'll sing with the music as loud as I can, but I got the pressure washer going. No one's going to hear me. It's loud. It's like you'll just be hearing. And I'll just be out there singing in the background or laughing or listening to podcasts. Like, you can't hear me. There's no way.
Oh, that's what you think, but pretty soon someone's going to come by, and they're going to film you in portrait, put you on YouTube.
Dude, I hope so. I hope it goes viral, too.
Viral.
Yeah, link me. If this happens, link me. @awkward_podcast on Twitter. Link me to your viral video. I would love it. I don't care. I don't care if you make a fool out of me, but it gains me popularity. I'll do it.
Any press is good press, right?
Yeah, any press is good press. But like, don't come in my house and film me while I'm in the shower and put that on YouTube. I'm not going to be okay with that.
I think that's illegal.
I know. Yeah, like I wouldn't notice that. You just hold the camera over the top of it. Ah! Fucking Mike. I'm taking showers with the door locked for now on. I just freaked myself out, dude.
Hey, was you, man. I didn't do that at all.
That was me. Matt, dude, do you have any guilty pleasures? I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example.
Food-wise, Taco Bell.
Anything. Okay, but like here's one of my guilty pleasures, the recent ones. I've been... Fuck, I don't even want to say this out loud. Should I say it out loud? Maybe I should skip. No, okay. So I watched... Oh, this is embarrassing. I watched like 2 seasons of HBO's Girls. Yes.
That's not a guilty pleasure. That's
a
awesome.
Guilty pleasure. That is awesome. It's an awesome show. But, you know, I feel weird. Like, if anybody else is watching me watch this, I don't know why. It is a good show, though. It is a great show.
Sometimes my wife and I will watch New Girl, and I enjoy it. But that's because New Girl is awesome.
Dude, I love Zooey Deschanel, so...
I can play Taylor Swift songs on my ukulele for no reason whatsoever.
Hey, yeah! Taylor Swift's one of my guilty pleasures, man. She's fucking awesome.
I don't know why.
Which song? Just,
they're easy. Shake It Off. And it's always funny.
Oh, shit. No, that's going to be stuck in my head. Why'd you have to say that? Why'd I have to ask?
Do it in a death metal growl, and it makes it instantly funny.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Taylor Swift is awesome. She's talented. She's one of those people that gets so popular, people have to try to act like they hate. But that's because you guys don't know talent when you see it. So live with it.
Right.
What else, man? You listening? What else is in those earbuds of yours? You listening to Lady Gaga when you're at work?
Oh no, I'm listening to podcasts. I've got 50 hours a week, and I fill all 50 hours with podcasts.
Ah, that's awesome. 50 hours. So you're working like 10 hour shifts?
I work, well, this week it's 55, so it's normally four 12s and a 7.
Wow, I hate 12-hour shifts, man. I used to work that. I bet you that 7-hour shift feels... I bet you that 7 feels like nothing, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, you get halfway done, you're like, I'm like, I just got here, man.
I do the same thing. I work 10-hour shifts, and every once in a while I'll have an easy week where I don't have much work, and I can end a shift at like 8 hours, and I'm like, wow, this at night felt like it was nothing. 8 hours is piece of cake, man. Piece of cake. Well, check it out here, man. I got some rapid-fire right. questions. I'm going to shoot you some rapid-fire questions.
All right.
I'm going to put a minute and 15 seconds on the clock.
Is this a race? Has somebody done this before?
No, but people are getting really good at this, and like there's time left over. It used to be to where they barely finish, but I think my guests are, I don't know. I'm just picking the smarter guests, and you seem like a guy who can answer questions quick. I'll do a minute and 10. And 10 questions, that should be a piece of cake. You ready?
All right.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's not good enough. Here we go. Matt, dude, which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
Wendy's.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could?
I'd be able to podcast professionally.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
7.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Being an awesome guest.
If you could go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Don't drink. Ever.
Who is your celebrity crush?
My wife?
Come on, man. Good. Celebrity crush. Come on. TV.
It's my wife.
Is she a celebrity?
She's a roller derby girl, so she counts to me.
Yeah, I get it. You can't say your celebrity crush. It's on the hush. I'll ask you later. What's your weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
Baseball bat.
Have you ever broken any bones?
Yes.
If you legitimately saw a mermaid at the beach, would you tell anyone or everyone think you're crazy?
I'd throw it back.
You would do what?
I'd throw her back.
You'd throw her back? What bones have you broken?
Hand, arm... I think my face at some point, I don't know. I used to drink quite heavily.
Jeez. Ah, man. Dude, I broke my foot skateboarding, and I never skateboarded again, really. I was like, that's enough. Yeah. 3 bones.
Well, the weirdest part about breaking your hand is when they put the pin in. And it's not when they put the pin in, it's when they have to pull the pin out, and they don't put anesthesia on you. He just grabs it with a pair of pliers and pulls it out like a nail from wood.
Ah,
doesn't even hurt. That's the strangest part. You just watch it come out, and you're like, it looks like Neo from The Matrix pulling that needle from his arm.
Dude, it's so just, you watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that, man. I love bloody movies. I love horror movies. I love torture porn, all that shit, all those kind of movies. When it comes to, like, real life, like, the other day I was cutting something. My lunch bag is falling apart, but I'm too cheap to buy a new one, so I'll cut holes in it and, like, thread it together with a shoestring. Because it's a work bag. I work at it. It doesn't have to look pretty. So I'm like, I need to cut some new holes. So I was using a pocket knife, and I was pushing as hard as I could. I was like, argh! And then it collapsed onto my finger. Well, it went down to, like, the bone. I'm pretty sure it did. I can just see all the way down in there. And it's, like, open. It's not even bleeding yet. Like, it took 5 minutes for it to start bleeding. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was yelling at my roommate. Dude, get me a Band-Aid, please. Is there any Band-Aids? I can't think straight. And I'm freaking out.
I think Band-Aid at that point.
Oh, my God. I started freaking out. I'm getting dizzy. I'm like, okay, I'm getting dizzy. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. This is not good. I sit down. I start, like, going through, like, a little mini seizure. Like, I start twitching. Like, I think I lost oxygen to my brain because then all I can hear was this hissing static sound for 10 minutes. Like,
man, you went into shock, what you went into.
I did. And, fuck, dude. I got away with just a Band-Aid. I put a Band-Aid real tight on there. I put, like, 3 Band-Aids. And then the next day, I opened it up, peroxided it up. I put a lot of Neosporin and bought some other, like, nice bendable ones. Because it's on my finger right where it bends. So it's a pain in the ass. And, fuck, dude.
Worst.
I freaked out. I'm a pussy, man.
That's all right. Everybody gets to freak out. I mean, yeah. That's your right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you broke your bones, did you freak out? Like, cause I broke my foot, dude, and I freaked the fuck out, and it hurt like more than anything in the world.
What'd you break? Did you break one of your tarsals?
I don't even know the bone. That was eight. I think I was 18. So just no, I broke three bones across, like right in the front of the in the middle of the foot. Like all I did was a pop shove it. I was going normal speed. I did a little pop shove it, but the board turned like a it just flipped, so it landed on the side. So I landed on top of the board on top of the board, like it's on its side. Dude, it was like nothing. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't do it off a fucking staircase. I didn't do it going 100 miles per hour. I just did it, and I was like, boom, oh, my foot's broken.
No, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's the worst. You said you might have broken your face, man. That seems like the worst.
I was I don't know what happened. I just woke up the next day, and my face was swollen. I remember maybe talking some crap at the bar beforehand, but that's the last thing. I didn't get in a fight. My hands weren't bloody. My face was broke. Maybe I fell down on the curb or something. I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. I've never gotten any fights, dude. I've been in one fight ever.
I don't think it was a fight. I think I just fell down hard on something.
Oh, okay. I thought you were starting shit with somebody when you said you got loud. Yeah, dude. That sucks, dude. What happened?
Oh, just, you know, black eye. It swelled up real good, and then it goes away. I'm not even sure what happened. I used to hit it pretty heavy.
Yeah, yeah, big drink. Yeah, see, alcohol was never my thing, and I feel like it feels like a cop-out. Like, mine was heavy drugs, and I did that for about 6 years straight and didn't have a lot of sleep, and I did all the crimes, and I was a huge manipulator. I was a terrible person. It took me a while to realize that. It took me a while to get out of that hole, man, and I finally put myself in a program, and I've been clean for 8 years, eight and a half.
Got four in July.
Dude, congratulations, man. Congratulations, because are you completely sober?
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's good.
Other than nicotine and Twitter right now. And my nicotine's just like a cigar every now and then.
Twitter is a drug, right? Like, you could be on Twitter. Like, it depends on how many people you follow. You start following a lot of people. You'll scroll forever. You'll scroll for 10 minutes and you'll look at the timeline and it says like 10 minutes ago. Like, you haven't even got through 10 minutes of tweets. So I started making a favorites list of the people I really need to like keep up with. So it's a little easier.
Well, that's where you get to it. I at one point I had like 4,000 people I was following because of the follow back. And if you go on TweetDeck, it just lets you watch the timeline, and it just would continuously go by and go by and go by. I'm like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I follow podcasts and I follow podcasters. That's basically who I follow.
That's awesome though, dude.
Oh, another guilty pleasure. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh,
it's on my, the new Nintendo social thing that they're doing, that Miitomo.
A lot of my buds were talking about it on the podcast the other day. Well, what is that about? My
God, it's just you make yourself, you answer questions, you listen to other people's questions, and you dress up in silly outfits and take stupid photos. Like, that's it. That's it. It's the whole thing.
Dude, that's different than I thought. I had no idea, really.
It sounds so dumb, but it's actually pretty dumb, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, Nintendo needs to break into more mobile games. When are they going to have a Mario, like Endless Runner Mario? That would totally work on phones.
Oh, Endless Runners are so done, though. Runners have been done forever. That's just adding a name to an Endless Runner at that point. Change the character models, change your reward models, and you're good.
But who's not going to download a Nintendo-branded Mario?
Oh, yeah. Right. Everybody would. It'd get like a billion downloads in the first week, but...
Yeah, it will, dude. Are you a gamer?
No, not really. I mean, I used to, but I've always been kind of a single-player kind of guy. I don't do online. Right now, I was actually, before I was talking to you, I was setting up to launch on Kerbal Space Program.
Oh, I heard a lot about that.
Oh my God, it's so silly. I play silly games because it's fun to be silly.
Yeah, you gotta have fun, dude. It's about fun. I mean, I guess you could be a heavy multiplayer guy, which is more serious and competitive at all times, which I do that. I play Call of Duty, you know, still. But, you know, it's...
But you could have fun with that, too, but nobody wants to have fun with you. It's all, no.
Yeah. So when you're good at it, you have a good time. When you suck at it, you get rage quit and turn it off.
I don't do that. I don't play that.
Yeah, don't do it, man. It's not good, man. It's not good for the temper. It's not good for the stress. It's just not good. Or it is good. I don't know. I guess it depends on your... it all depends on your personality, man. So
it's true.
So what else? Tell me a little bit about... We got another 15 minutes or whatever. Whatever, how much time you got.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about like your podcast, because I've heard a little bit about it. You know, I mostly hear everyone else's stories on your show. I want to know a little bit about your story. What got you into podcasting? You know, maybe your podcasting habits before, like what got you to launch your first podcast and all that kind of stuff, man. Let's learn. Let's learn about Matt.
So I got into podcasting. I was working night shift at a home. Well, not a home. It was like a facility for autistic and Asperger's kids. And we would I just listen to podcasts throughout the night. And I started with FilmSack. And I don't know if you know about that one, but they're pretty well known. They're not massive, but they're pretty well known. And I started with FilmSack. And from there, I started going with the mainstream ones. And then, you know, after listening for a while, I'm like, these are kind of the same thing over and over. I tried Adam Carolla. He didn't really fit with me. I tried Joe Rogan, and you guys may like Joe Rogan. Not saying I don't like Joe Rogan. It's just not my dig.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I moved to more comedy, and then I started discovering, like, the web of comedy podcasters and how they all have their own show and how those shows have shows and those shows have shows. And eventually, it just... It led to independent podcasting. And then I was like, you know, these guys are like just down the road from me. Why don't I just go pick up a $60 mic and do it? So I came up with a premise for Passersby where, you know, for me, it's if you're sitting in a stadium and you look out there, there's like, what, 3,000-4,000 people. And if somebody pulled a gun and just started shooting up in the air, every single person would have a different story. We would have all been at that same event, but every single person would have a different story.
Hmm.
And that's the interesting part, is you could listen to all 3,000 of them, and they may have the same main points, but the way the person tells it, the points they decide to include, the details that they have, you know, the before and what happened after the event would be all different. Like, no matter who you ask, they would all be different completely. Even like husbands and wives would see something completely different. And that's kind of where I go with. That's what I like listening. That's where I started. I was like, everybody has a story. Everybody, you know, talks. They have their own special way of telling their story. And I open the mic. Somebody has a topic, like, say, you want to talk about that one time you drank spoiled milk. You know, I'd say, well, you have a story about spoiled milk. And you'd say, yes, I do. And then I go, where do we start? And then you start. You just go and you tell your story. And at the end, if I have questions, I'll ask questions. But if I don't, then we move on. And that's kind of the whole art form of it, is just having the stories. Just listening to the person tell the story in and of itself.
That is cool, man. It's like there's two sides to every story, and then every story has multiple variations. And what I do really like about your show, honestly, man, is that you have different kinds of guests every week, and they all have wildly different stories. You know, I'm listening to what is his name from Dark Angels, Pretty Freaks?
Neil.
Yeah, he told his story. And I had the exact same story as him, and I was right around the same age, and I was like, you know, I've always kind of thought about telling that story on a podcast, but it just never came up, and it seemed too creepy. But I was like, yeah, thank you, man. And I reached out to him, and I told him, like, dude, that was awesome.
And you can tell the same. I mean, you had the same kind of experience, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Your story is different. It's
yeah,
not
exactly.
The same.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it awesome.
That is awesome. And when I heard the one with ice in the face, I'm so bad with names, but Spooky Meets.
Rick and Sarah.
Sarah. Like her story, I was like, wow, I didn't know that, man. Now I got a much different look and respect for them as podcasters and what they're trying to do. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening wants to know what I'm talking about, go listen to Passersby, the episode a couple weeks ago or last week.
It was, I think it was last week or a couple weeks. At this point, it's going to be a couple weeks ago.
So it says Ice in the Face with Rick and Sarah. Listen to that episode. Please do that. Pause right now, or don't pause, or wait till the end. But go listen to that and come back, and you guys will know. You guys will know what I mean. But if you do pause, come back, please. Please, pretty please.
And then I have the one with Garrett, who was a friend of mine that I've known since high school. He was talking about PTSD and coming home from Iraq. And then I have one about, Lori Wilde talking about going and practicing yoga in Costa Rica. And then I have, Heather talking about how her dog turned into a chocolate sprinkler.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of those. I haven't heard the Garrett one. I'm looking for it right now so I can listen to that tonight. Garrett, number 13. I'll listen
to that. Episode 13, Garrett talks about coming home. It's actually really, really awesome. It's one of the episodes I recommend. He's a old childhood friend of mine, and it was the first time I had actually heard. Like, the recording that we did right then, that was the first time that he actually told me any of the stuff that you hear. So you're experiencing it the exact same way that I did. You had no idea going in, like, what happens.
That is cool, because we are experiencing the podcast at the same way you do. Like, no, does anybody tell you their story ahead of time and kind of know what
no,
to expect?
That's, okay. Like, strict. I'm not super strict about it. I just give me one sentence, and I'll go off from that.
That's awesome. There was a podcast you did, too, with, like, a friend of yours, and she was talking about growing up, like, being an adult to your adult or something.
That's my wife's cousin.
That was a cool podcast, too, man.
Yeah, they're all, if you got 30 minutes, if you're driving to the grocery store, if you're walking around the grocery store, just pop it in. It's 30 minutes. It's not the end of your life. Unless you're distracted turning it on, in which case, I'm sorry, and my condolences.
Yeah, don't have headphones on while you drive, please. Do not listen to both ears being plugged while you drive.
It's not illegal, but it's frowned upon.
I think it's illegal in California, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in Michigan, because we'd like to play it fast and loose.
Yeah, you guys, it's all cold over there, man. You guys don't have to pay attention. It's only snow. Who cares? Right?
Oh, speaking of which, it is still snowing.
Dude, I've never seen the snow. I've never actually seen the snow in person. Everyone thinks I'm crazy when they say that, but I never have. I've seen the mountains. In the winter, I can go out and find a good view from somewhere
and
see the mountains.
You're in California.
But there's snow, and there's the summits. There's a lot. People go do shit out here.
100 miles tops from snow at any point.
Yeah, I know. I just don't go. I just don't. I guess I don't have a need for it, man. In the summer for us is like an average of 100, and I'm going to say 106 to 110.
I have no need for snow. You can come and take it, please.
Yeah. Would you rather have 110 degrees that you can't escape the heat?
That is comparable crap, but it's still over 110.
All right, man. We'll swap. Let's do some magic. Hi, humse, dumbe, dumbala. Give me the power, I bet. Oh, that's the Chucky chant. Fuck. I could just put my body in the Chucky.
It's still snowing up here.
Well, dude, Matt, we got a couple minutes. If you still have anything to talk about, I mean, I'd love to pick your brain. I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure what to pick your brain about.
Anything. I mean, you pretty much ask it and I'll answer it. Part of being.
Oh, hey,
you know, what we work is being completely open and honest.
Yeah, yeah. So, Matt, dude, if you can have one guest on your show, like, what's one big guest you would love to sit down and hear their story?
A guest that would be a great storyteller and somebody that I would love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff Bridges would be awesome.
Jeff Bridges, yeah. Dude, that
and
would be
then,
awesome.
Jeff Daniels, because he's from Michigan, and he's a really awesome guy. I'd love to have him on. I mean, we're talking big celebrity gets. If we want to go a little smaller, I'm really looking forward to having a couple of these roller derby people on. I've got a little exclusive here. I've got some roller derby interviews set up that are going to be like some bigger names in the sport of female or of women's flat track roller derby. Dave from Diamond Mines, I'd love to have him on. He's the producer for Chronicles Unwritten. Great guy. I just got all sorts of guests. I'd like to have you on.
Dude, yeah, done. Now done. I got to think of a story.
You don't have to think, just start whatever story. Basically, it's if you were had to tell a story around a campfire, it would be that one story.
Yeah, usually that would spawn off a conversation. But it's like me, I'm like that perfectionist. Now, I'm not a perfectionist. Obviously, we have a lot of imperfections in my podcast. But I'm like, what's that one story that's going to be fantastic? I'm sure I can come up with it. If you want to set up something, man, we'll set up something. I can come up with that. You know, I can think of that one awesome story.
Yeah,
I got a couple. Yeah, I got a couple, man. I like to do that. That'll be awesome. That'll be super awesome. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen, okay, you said Jeff Bridges. Have you seen Jeff Bridges' movie? Because there's a movie I watched a bunch of years ago, but I thought it was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. It's called Tideland.
No, I have not.
Dude, look that up. It came out in 2006.
Is it Netflix?
I don't know. I watched this years ago. I actually rented it when there was a video store to rent from. It's called Tideland.
Yeah?
It's really weird.
We still have a family video in town. We should be able to check it out.
It is about some dark, dark stuff. It's about, he's like a heroin addict and his little daughter's 5 years old and she's the one who shoots him up and stuff. And she takes care of him while he's off on his journey doing heroin. It's really, really dark.
That's dark. That's super dark.
Dude. And there's dead bodies that get stuffed and they keep them in the house. And it's not a horror movie, but it sounds like it kind of.
Oh, you put the right music over that and it would be a horror movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a horror movie. What's the little girl, his name? Her name is Jodelle Ferland. I'm trying to think. I know her face. I'm trying to think what else she's in. Oh, she plays in some new sci-fi show. Huh. Yeah, really, really weird. Really weird. I highly recommend it if you're into weird, interesting things. And Jeff Bridges, so you can't go wrong there.
Everybody loves him. He probably is an awesome storyteller. You just got to get him in the right. Who else would it be? There's one other one. He was in Death Proof.
Death Proof. Yeah, that movie was weird. I liked it. I like Tarantino though. Or was that Tarantino?
Yeah. Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell seems like he could tell a hell of a story.
Any of those guys, man, they've been through it. They were the most popular guys. Now they're doing, they do on and off movies, but I mean, they were at the height of everything.
Any of the guys that were in 80s cheeseball movies would be awesome. Kevin Bacon could probably tell a hell of a story.
Ah, yep, he's one of my favorite movies of all time, man. Tremors.
See, and that was total cheeseball movie.
It was so serious to me, man. I took it serious. Are you saying it's not? Man, I thought that was a serious movie. It's not a documentary. It's not a documentary.
They pole vault. That is the cheesiest cheese movie.
Oh, but it was so good the way they did it. Oh, and the girl who was in Jurassic Park, the chick, she was in that. She played Mandy or Mindy or whatever, and she was pogo sticking. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to your Jurassic Park crush.
I wonder if she does. I'm going to look her up right now. I don't even know how to look her up. What's her name?
Let's look her up. What's her name?
Drastic. Jurassic Park, IMDb.
Probably going to this here, but we're going to look it up.
But yeah, I gotta put my mind at ease. Laura Dern, though, I like her too. She's awesome. Lex? Was it Lex? Is that her name? Lex? Lex? Yeah, Lex. Ariana Richards.
Jurassic Park. Clarice.
Okay, Clarice. Tremors. Timescape. Oh, she got something in 2013 called Battle Dogs. TV movie. Tremors 3.
Battle Dogs.
She came back for Tremors 3? I never watched those movies because they seem so stupid. I'm going to have to watch it.
She was born on September 11th. Never forget.
Oh, shit. Never forget. What year? Oh, she's a year older than I am. I had a crush on an older woman when I was a young boy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah.
These look like horrible movies. Before Tremors 3, before Battle Dogs, her last thing was 2001 Straight to Video.
Yep. That's a big gap right there, man.
Oh, you could totally get her on.
Like, she was on Golden Girls, though, man. Give it up to her, dude.
I'm going to have to see if she's got Twitter real quick.
Yeah, see if she has a Twitter. I'm going to follow her, too, man. That would be awesome, dude. I would love to have anybody from Jurassic Park, man. I fucking love that movie. Nobody has any idea how much I love that movie. It's the only theme song I can remember on point. Just... Uh-oh. I think we got disconnected. We did get disconnected. So I'm going to have to talk to myself until I bring him back. What happened? What happened, Matt? Did you lose connection? Yo.
Ariana Richards on Twitter here. Let's look it up.
Ariana Richards. One chick. One dinosaur.
One girl. One brachiosaurus. A love story built from the ages.
Dude, you got that down. You got that voice down, man.
Ariana Richards.
She's a vegetarian.
Hey, you know, one of my favorite celebrities, my celebrity crush, which is Kristen Wiig. I fucking love Kristen Wiig. And she doesn't have a Twitter. It makes me sad.
She only has like 114 tweets. Only 2,000 followers.
That's because she doesn't do anything. Nobody. Man, I would love to have her on. Where's she at? I'm going to find her. I'll look her up.
I wonder how hard it would be to get her to be on. Maybe she doesn't do. Okay, I'm gonna tweet right at her right now. Before yeah. We're still rolling, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still rolling. Follow.
Ariana Richards.
She won't. There's no way.
Podcast where people come on and tell their amazing stories. Want to give it a shot?
If you get her as a guest on my podcast, I'm going to be pissed. You asshole. No, I can't send the same tweet. You'd be like, oh, these creepers. These two new followers are creepers.
No, she'll be good.
That would be, yeah.
I don't know if it really is her, though, because there's like a whole bunch of them.
Well, she says she's following 28 people, so maybe that's really her. You know, celebrities don't like to follow people.
True.
Yeah. I've been noticing a lot of people on Twitter. I don't know if you notice this a lot, but a lot of people follow 1,000 people. And then I always check my unfollowers because there's a lot of this going around where they follow hella people and then they go and unfollow everyone. So it looks like they have 8,000 followers, but they only have, but you know, they're like, they follow one person, like their mom or something.
Yeah, I do the, I'll follow, I used to, you follow a whole bunch of people and those that don't follow you back, you don't follow them. Like Quadcast Courtney talks about how he does it. It's a way to build your following, because if they follow you back, you keep them. But if they don't, you just drop them.
And which is fine. That's completely fine. It's you're trying to build a community and stuff. I get that. But it's the people who follow everybody, and then once you follow them back, they go and unfollow everybody. So yeah. It looks like they're popular.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair. That shit happens all the time, man. It makes me angry. I'll send him a message, too, and go, oh, wow, I'm so popular. you follow your mom and your grandma, and all these other people follow you, man. I get pissed. It really, it's one of those pet peeves of mine. Because I go to that site. It's like who.unfollow.me, and you can track your unfollowers to see, and you'll see a lot of that. You'll click on it. It'll show your unfollowers, and you'll see a lot of people who got these massive amounts, and they unfollowed everybody. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, pain.
Well, I do. If you do that, or if you use Crowdfire or Hootsuite, they'll tell you as well.
Yeah, Crowdfire. Oh, I didn't know Crowdfire showed who unfollowed, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, dude. Well, Matt, dude, I appreciate coming on the show.
Yeah, it's no problem. I really enjoyed being on.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's cool to kick it and just talk some stuff with new people. And I would love to come on your show, man. Just let me know when, and I'll think of a good story.
I think that I've got a big guest coming on. She used to be the little girl in Jurassic Park, so we'll
see. Oh, this guy. I can't hear you. Matt, hello? Is anybody there? I lost connection. Hello? Oh, shit. I forgot to record this whole podcast. Hold on. Let's start from the beginning. Don't bring up her name, though, this time. We got to...
No, I'll definitely have you on, man. I look forward to hearing your story.
Welcome to episode 30 of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast that stole my future guest. That would be so awesome, though, dude. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, you got to have an amazing story. She worked with freaking Spielberg when she was like 10.
Yeah. Who did Tremors? Was that Spielberg too?
I don't think so. Probably not. If it was, he's on his way out.
Tremors. No, let's see. The original one was directed by Ron Underwood, which I don't know. City Slickers. The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Hearts and Souls.
Oh, yeah. He's that guy.
Oh, shit. Santa Baby, Speechless, Tremors. Just all the Tremors. All the Tremors. Runaway Ralph. Yeah, get her, man. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. I want to know how it was filming that. I want to know, like, I watched Jurassic Park. I watched it when it came, you know, when they recently brought it back for 3D at the IMAX and shit. Dude, I went and watched it, and it is still believable. The effects in that, I mean, it was still just as good. It didn't look cheesy like most movies do when they get old. It just looked good.
That's, yeah, and it had the right application of practical and computer-generated imagery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it wasn't all one or all the other. And it wasn't, like, over-the-top computer-generated. It was just like, this is this object in this landscape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the brontosauruses, that's the only part that really kind of pulls me out. Like, even back then, it looked kind of fake. But all the rest of that movie, man, is really good. It's so good. You know, the big pile of poop looks like a big pile of poop.
I'm pretty sure that was real.
That was real. They all got together to shit and shit, and they shit in this bucket, and they just dumped it there. Ugh. That's sick, dude. But, man, dude, this is a lot of fun. There's only one thing left to do. Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
I don't know, man. Wrap it up, son.
Well, I'm at Passersby Pod on Twitter, Instagram. You can look up Passersby Podcast on Facebook. Make sure to like it, share it, let your friends know. If you want to be a guest, you can email us at passersbypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes. Rate, subscribe, review. They do help, I promise. I'm pretty sure he tells you every week. Ratings, reviews, they do help.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you want to be a guest, if you got a story to tell, go ahead and hit me up. I'm always looking for stories. I always want to hear stories. It's just as much for me as it is for the listener. I really enjoy doing the podcast. So, just DM me. Anywhere. Anywhere you see Passersby Podcast, I will respond.
Yeah, dude, that's I highly recommend everyone go and check it out. Like I said, 30 minutes a week, roughly, give or take. Could be a little more, could be a little less. It's very easy to digest, and it's always great, like, content. It's always good. I'm always excited to hear the new episodes. And I only started listening to you for maybe 3 weeks I knew about your show, and, like, I've already, like, listened to most of them. I think I've only, like, 3 or 4 I didn't listen to yet because I kind of forgot because I was going through them. Like, trying to pick ones of names I knew and stuff, and then I forgot, like, where I was at. But I'll listen to it.
Yeah, and it's one of those that it does. There's no continuity. You can just jump around from episode to episode.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Don't let your dreams be dreams, guys.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Make them reality.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
The podcast where everybody has a story to tell. Is that pretty good? That was pretty good, right?
That was close. That was close, honestly.
We're horribly awkward, where everybody gets awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, the podcast where everybody gets awkward.
Yeah. No, it's not as awkward. I think I'm trying to get guests sometimes, and I think everyone thinks I'm going to do awkward shit. It's because I have social anxiety, and this is a way for me to break my awkwardness. Yeah. Where everybody has a story to tell. Oh, I'm getting better at it.
It works here. Let's pull it up real quick.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
We're doing a Passersby takeover here.
Do it. Play it. Where is it?
That's right.
Oh, geez. Where is it at?
Oh, fail. Fail.
No, I have it. There it is.
Okay.
Welcome to Passersby, the podcast where everyone has a story to tell.
Drop that funky beat.
Welcome to Passersby, where the podcast where everyone has a story to tell.
And the funny part about that is the guy sent me 3 takes, and I used take 1 and take 3, and I mixed them together.
Oh, really? You took, like, the first half and the second half or something?
Yep. It's just what I liked. I trimmed out and mashed together.
Ah, awesome. Okay, so here's all my regular boring shit. You guys all know the boring shit, but I got to go over it just in case you forgot. Or you might be a first listener. So, Horribly Awkward is a part of the BS Podcast Network. So find us at bspodcastnetwork.com, along with a lot of other excellent shows. Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, War Pod. And I think there's more on there. I'm just forgetting. Oh, XD Experience. Those are my other buddies. They're on there too. So check out The Social Dozen. That's the other podcast I do with 12 other people. And we rotate every month. So check out The Social Dozen on Twitter at Social Dozen. You can find me on Twitter at awkward_podcast. Or you can find me at They Call Me IAMs on Twitter. That's my personal Twitter that no one follows. But we can make that. We can change that. We can change that today. At They Call Me IAMs. Oh, actually, just They Call Me IAMs is all my gaming platforms if you guys want a game. But if you guys do add me, send me a message so I know it's a listener. So, you know, a lot of people just add people, and I would like to know that, hey, I can chat with you back and forth. You know, we can kick it. We can do it. You know what I mean? HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com. That's my email. And the voicemail number is 510-600-3475. Listen to my other show, Horrible Gamers, which is spelled with the Z. And just like Matt said, rate and review on iTunes. I would love it. Matt, dude, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
Don't open the box.
Don't open the box. All right. Awesome. Thanks, dude.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprout.
All right, cool. Pull my notes up. We'll get ready to roll. Yeah. All right. Make sure everything. Okay, here we go. Wait for that motorcycle to pass. Okay. You know, I live right by the airport, so sometimes I'll be podcasting and the airplane would take off. Seriously, you just hear this. And if it happens during my intro, it sucks, because then I'm like, ah, oh, shit. It happens. Here we go. Welcome to the... Oh, Matt, you just fucked me up!
I'm sorry! Go!
Okay, we'll try again. We gotta have fun with it.
Sounded horrible to me.
Ah! Yeah, dude, Paul
is
fucking
awesome.
Don't play
that. I said no.
Yeah, Paul is totally awesome, man. Just barely met her. I was like, right away, like, yeah, best friends. Let's do it. Yeah, we're friends. Okay, so I got my thing up. Okay, dude, I start off every podcast, man, with an improv skit. That's how we do it. Makes me feel uncomfortable. Probably makes you feel uncomfortable. That way, we're both on the same, you know, ground. Ah. And since I got to work tonight, I can't drink. So this might be a little different. I should probably not drink in podcasts. I listened to your show, dude. That one guy was talking about addictions and stuff. And I've been through all that.
Oh yeah.
That was a great episode.
I've got gems in there. Every once in a while, I'll get this guy talking about addiction, or I'll get like somebody talking about death, and you'll be like, whoa, that's heavy.
Yeah, that's what you want though. Yeah, you want your audience to experience them. You know, you can't uncensored, man. Sometimes it's tough. You're like, is my audience gonna freak out over this? But that's podcasting, man.
I had a string of, I think, three or four that I'm like, I just need a story, a pick-me-up story. Somebody don't come on and talk about death for like one episode, please. So I'm not sure who it was, came out, but he told a funny story and we laughed, and then I went back to recording about crazy shit.
Okay, what's your favorite movie? What is your favorite movie?
Oh, that's tough. There's a whole bunch of them, man.
What's a great movie you love?
A great movie I love is Seven.
Seven. Okay, Seven. Okay, fuck yeah, that's way too easy, but we'll do that. All right, man, you ready?
All right.